when Shai Kasavsky was in the yeshiva, he put down on the question sheet to discuss extreme sports. So I figured right after winter vacation, it was a good opportunity after, figured better than before winter vacation, after winter vacation, to discuss some of the permissibility of extreme sports, which I assume includes things like snowboarding and I guess ski jumping maybe, or things like that. What kinds of dangerous sports are mutter? Skydiving, someone asked me recently if they're allowed to go skydiving. Anyone who went told me that it's got to be mutter because it's so awesome. But the question is that enough to make it mutter? I mean, the answer is obviously that's not enough to make it mutter, but let's see what the issues are. The basic source for there to even be an issue is there is a Gemara Maseches Tainis Daf Chav Beis on Beis. The Gemara quotes Pasuk Vayi Adam LeNefesh Chaya Neshama Shenasati Bach Hachiyeha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I gave you a neshama, I want you to make it live, I want that neshama to stay alive in you, don't kill it. The Medrash and Vayikra Rabba tells us that this includes Veheser Hashem Imcha Kol Choli. Pasuk says Hashem is going to remove all illness from you, and the Medrash says that means Mimchahu Shelo Yavo Chalayim Alecha, that it's up to you to make sure that you don't get sick. So you shouldn't do things that kill you, nor should you do things that get you sick. A person should stay healthy, has every reason to want to stay healthy. Why is it so important to stay healthy in general? So there are three possibilities mentioned in Rishonim and Achronim. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin Parak Yud Ches Halacha Vav, and with the explanation of the Radvaz over there, says that you're not allowed to kill or hit somebody based on a person's own admission that he did something wrong, because a person does not own their own body. They are not the bailim on their body to say, don't worry, it's okay to hit me, it's okay to kill me, it's okay. You are not the bailim on your own body. If that's the case, you're not the bailim on your own body to do things that are dangerous to your body either. In Likutei Amarim, Perek Yud Gimel, Chavetz Chaim writes about smoking. He says, Amarti Lahem, he said, people always say to me, well, I'm already addicted to nicotine, so what am I supposed to do? So Chavetz Chaim says, I always tell them, to people who make such claims, Mi Yati Lahem Lahargil Atzmum Kol Kach, who told you you're allowed to become addicted? No one ever allowed you to become addicted in the first place. And he quotes that this idea of chovel ba'atzmo, that there's an isser for a person to wound them, to wound themselves in any way. So it's absolutely usser. It's a violation of the shmartim nafshal sechem, that you have to protect your health. We don't own our own bodies to be able to determine what we can and cannot do with them. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos Parak Dalet Halacha Aleph also adds that if we want to be able to serve the Ribbono Shalom properly, you need a guf bari in order to serve the Ribbono Shalom properly, in order to have a clear mind and physical ability to serve the Ribbono Shalom properly. That's highlighted. That idea is highlighted by the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kufin and Hey Sivkot and Yod Aleph. He says, the Mishnah Berurah says that mitzvah lahaneg atzma b'midah tova v'hanhaga tova lishmor b'riuso kedei she'yabari v'chazak l'avodas habori yisaleh, that a person should do healthy things in life in general, and in order to serve the Ribbono Shalom properly. A third reason, aside from you're not the bailam on your body, and aside from the need to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, Bera Gola points out in Shulchan Aruch at the very end of Chosh and Mishpat, he says, Nir l'aniyaz daiti hatam shiz hira torah al shmir sanefesh himitam shakadosh Baruch Hu bores olam b'chazdo lehetiv lanivraim sheyakiru gdulaso, that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world to do good to us so that we could be makir that goodness, so that we could be makir tov takorosh Baruch Hu. And he says, therefore, if you're unhealthy, you're not going to be able to be makir tov, because you're going to be sick, you're not going to be feeling well, and you're not going to have a genuine sense of hakaras tov. The better you feel, the more you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, and the more you're going to have hakaras tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's obviously very general. That's not about extreme sports, that's just about general healthy living. That healthy living is a very critical idea within Judaism. Now, the issur of endangering yourself is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's the very last halacha in Choshen Mishpat, in Siman Tavchav Zayin Sif Yud. The Shulchan Aruch says explicitly that a person is not allowed to put themselves in harm's way. He says, someone who says to themselves, Hareni misakin ba'atzmi umala acheru malai bekach, it's my body, let me decide what to do with it. So, o eini makin bekach, or I don't care, I'm not worried about the danger, makinos o makas mardus, Shulchan Aruch says, person is chayv malkus for something like that. The Rama says, and therefore you should be careful about anything, Raman Yaradeya and Kufta Zayin Sifei, you should be careful about doing anything that involves any sort of danger. Right? That's clearly asur and halacha, to do anything that is dangerous. It's a violation of Yishamar L'chol Shemar Nafshecha Ma'od. There's a discussion in the Rishonim. Is it a lav that you'd get Malkus for? Is it a lav d'oraisa or just an asmachta, but really only a Nisr D'Rabbanan to encounter dangerous situations, to put yourself in dangerous situations? Okay, that there's a lot of talk about. If you look in Beis Yosef, in Yerodeh, Simon Kofta Zayin, he discusses within the Shita Saramim, when the Rambam says you don't get real Malkus for it, is that because it's not a Nisr D'oraisa or it is a Nisr D'oraisa? It's just that you don't get Malkus, like you wouldn't get Malkus for a Chatzi Shir, which is Nisr D'oraisa. Okay, but that's that's more on the lambda side of things. That's more academic, I would say. The big issue when it comes to extreme sports is defining what danger is. Meaning, it's pretty clear that halacha does not allow a person to put themselves in a situation of danger. So there are two things you need to keep in mind. First of all, we have to define what's called dangerous. And second of all, under which circumstances is it maybe mutter to put yourself in a dangerous situation? Meaning, there are some benefits for which you're allowed to put yourself in a dangerous situation. Let's say to earn a living. You might be allowed to put yourself in more danger to earn a living than you would otherwise normally be allowed to put yourself in. So is having fun a good enough reason to allow a certain level of danger? So those are the two issues. What is danger? And then are there any heterim for danger in general? So in terms of defining danger, it's hard to find in Poskim, at least it was hard for me to find, an exact definition. You have parallels in other areas of halacha, for instance, by pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. So we say, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for even a suffix pikuach nefesh, for even a minor possibility of pikuach nefesh. So would you be allowed to be mechal Shabbos to stop someone from going skydiving or from snowboarding? Probably not, right? It probably wouldn't fit that category of pikuach nefesh. It's not pikuach nefesh. That would be. But is it the same geder for this? I don't think it's the same geder, because by Hilcha Shabbos, the halacha is even if you're not yet in the situation of pikuach nefesh, but you think it might become a situation of pikuach nefesh, you're already allowed to be mechal Shabbos now. Right, so it has different rules. That's not true when it comes to it's not true when it comes to extreme sports, when it comes to putting yourself in danger. Right, it's only when the dangerous situation comes up that you then have to have an iser. Before that, there's no iser. So it doesn't seem like it works with the same gedarim. On the other hand, we have another set of halachos that relate to dangerous situations, and that is Birchas HaGomel. We make a Birchas HaGomel after encountering dangerous situations. So should it only be those kinds of situations for which you would make Gomel? Do you bench Gomel after you go snowboarding or after skydiving? Probably skydiving you do, right? But you bench Gomel after snowboarding? Probably not. So is it the same gether as Gomel? Hard to say that it's the same gether as Gomel, because then we would say that it would be usher to fly on a plane for those who hold that you bench Gomel when you fly on a plane. Right, when you fly, it would be, and it was, travel was never usher. It was always assumed you travel and then you bench gomel. Right, you take a boat wherever you need to go and then you bench gomel. It's not that it was usher to do it in the first place. So it doesn't seem that that's the geder either. Tzitz Eliezer in a Chuvin Chelik Tes Simin Yud Zayin Parak Beis Os Tes was asked about the geder in regards to Shabbos, and someone suggested a geder that the Tzitz Eliezer said is definitely not the geder when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos, but I think might be the geder when it comes to this halacha, and that is as follows. The suggestion was made that maybe it depends on what people consider dangerous. Meaning, how does society view that act? Does society view that act as, whoa, you're crazy, you're doing that? Or is it, no, that's just what people do. I'm taking a trip, I'm going on a plane, I'm flying to Florida. Okay, no one bats an eyelash. So that's not dangerous. Because, why? Is it not dangerous to be 30,000 feet in the air and anything go wrong? Of course it's a dangerous situation. Rav Moshe explains in his Birchas HaGomel tshuva, but people don't view it as dangerous. When you tell people you're going skydiving, So maybe it's becoming less and less, and they have statistics all over the internet. I looked into it to see how dangerous it really is. It's safer than driving a car. It's mamish. It's like totally safe. There's nothing wrong. But still, you tell people you go skydiving, and they're like, are you crazy? Like, you're going to... So maybe it depends on that, you know, in which case skiing or snowboarding, it's something like you tell someone, I went snowboarding, went to vacation, skiing, went to vacation. No one's, other than Rabbi Willig, who says that it's asr, I'm not sure if he says it lahalacha, that he holds that it's Xeris Rabbi Willig, or he holds that it's a real din, I'm not sure, but he holds that, he's seen too many people break legs going skiing, so he tells people that it's asr to go skiing. But most people say, okay, so you went skiing, people go skiing all the time. So that might be the geder. Now, there are exceptions to the issur of putting yourself in danger. For instance, for the sake of a livelihood, the Nodbi Yehuda Madur Tinyan Asimin Yud in his hunting tshuva suggests that maybe certain things that might otherwise be problematic because they're dangerous, when it's for the sake of parnasa, might be mutter. For the sake of saving somebody else's life, it's possible that you're allowed to put yourself in a suffix sakana. It's a major discussion. You look in the case of Mishnah in the first paragraph of Tzrotseach. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, Tavchav Vav Sivdalid, there's a lot of very fascinating discussion about that. And then there's another concept that HaKadosh Shomer P'soim Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects fools. And maybe you could say that if something is just done by or protects simple people or whatever, if you do things that are just generally done, even though they are inherently dangerous, but everyone does it, maybe that itself serves as a heter. You have to be very careful, though, about what exactly the gedder of Shomer P'sayim Hashem really is. It's not something that you could just apply indiscriminately. Now, in a sporting context, let's just leave this as our final couple of words. In Tchumen, Chelik Chav Beis, page 126, someone wrote an article about extreme sports. I forgot who wrote it. Tchumen is like the Israeli version of the RJJ Journal, of the Journal of Halakha and Contemporary Society, except it's like much bigger and many more articles, and it's in Hebrew, and it has like real gedolim writing for that. I mean, RJJ Journal, sometimes Rav Shechter wrote a few articles also, but for the most part, it's like people like me writing for the RJJ Journal. But in Tchumen, they have like, you know, real serious Talmid Chavim write more frequently. But anyway, in Tchumen, in Chelik Chav Beis, says that the author, I forget who, suggests that maybe there's room to taina that any time you face death directly, even if the statistics are that it's not dangerous, but you are mamish like laughing in the face of death, that is inherently a dangerous situation. That's something that should be avoided. Like skydiving. You're jumping out of an airplane 30,000 feet in the air. That is a death-defying act. Right? That is an act that leads to normal, sudden death. Right? But you happen to do it in a way where you have a parachute. So that could be worse. That could be something that's much worse than just in spite of whatever statistics there might be. Now, on the I hear that svara. I'm not sure. I'm not convinced by any makoros that svara is true. But I hear that svara. I hear that svara a lot. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is that certain sports, it's not a moment where you face death, but it's a prolonged, an ongoing effect that the sport will have on you. The NFL Players Association right now is dealing with the league and working out how they're going to take care of veterans. And league NFL veterans are like, not just veterans, retired players. Retired players, they're like war veterans who like had their feet blown off. I mean, the people can't think, they can't talk, they can't, assuming they once knew, have they no longer are able to function properly. They're like damaged goods, because taking a pounding, having 350-pound people running at you, doing a 4.440, you know, over and over again, just pounding you and pounding you and pounding you, it has a long-term effect. Is any one hit particularly dangerous? Maybe not. But it has a prolonged dangerous effect. Or let's say boxing, right? Retired boxers are messed up. I mean, it has a major negative effect on a person's health. That, I think, would be comparable to smoking. Rav Moshe's tshuva about smoking, Chosh Mishmer Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Vav, where he takes a bit of a permissive approach, but everyone nowadays, all the Gedolei HaPoskim nowadays, anytime you ever hear somebody say, how come the Gedolei HaPoskim don't come out and Nasser smoking? Like every single one nowadays has come out and Nasser smoking. If I'm not mistaken, I think Rav Vadya, Rav Vazner, Rav Eliashiv, like all the big ones, they all Nasser smoking nowadays. So it is something that's Nasser because of a prolonged, not there's no single cigarette that's going to kill you, but the prolonged effect of constant cigarette smoking will kill you. And that is probably for that reason I would imagine playing tackle football in the NFL and and boxing for a living should be usher. I know there's from boxers, that might be a controversial thing to say, but whatever, but I would imagine that should be usher also.